This is National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. This year's theme is Everybody Knows Somebody. That is somebody with a disorder such as anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, and other problems. I spoke earlier today with Dr. Patricia Pitts, a national expert in the treatment of eating disorders. Seeing as it is National Eating Disorder Awareness Week, can you give us an idea of how prevalent eating disorders are in today's society?
Statistics will range anywhere between 4.5 to 18%. As high as 25% of college-age women engage in binging and purging as like a weight management technique. So there's different, stats that I've seen over the course of years, but probably for college-age students, it would be close to 15 to 20% engage in some kind of eating disorder behavior.
Can you describe a little bit binge eating? We may have an idea of, in our minds of what that means, but might help listeners to understand what it's like from a medical point of view.
Probably a key element of binge eating is that people take a large quantity of foods over a short period of time. So they're taking in upwards of, say, 5,000, 10,000 calories, and it's an out-of-control behavior, and they can't seem to stop. And part of the criteria is also discomfort in one's body as far as body image issues and also a lot of guilt and shame for having eaten a lot of food and then holding it on. The differential diagnosis with, say, bulimia would be the binging behavior, but they do compensatory behavior such as vomiting, excessive exercise, laxative abuse. So they're looking at doing something to compensate for bringing the food in.
Can you describe exercise bulimia?
People are binging out of control, so they're looking for a way to compensate for the binging behavior. So by exercising and exercising excessively, which can be easily, say, 6 days a week, probably 2 hours a day, to try to burn the calories that the person has been binging on. So it's their way of compensating.
A lot of people lead busy lives, you know, and you often hear people say, oh, I just forgot to eat this morning or I forgot to eat lunch. Where does something like that fall into this?
You know, if a person forgets to eat once or twice, that's one thing. But when people start having any kind of patterns that start restricting food intake, like dropping food groups, skipping meals, eating a lot of low-calorie foods, those are precursors to an eating disorder.
How do eating disorders affect mood and personality?
One is that the eating behavior is just a symptom. So if people are depressed, anxious, bipolar, highs and lows, they may use food as a way to control, manage their emotions, go to food or go away from food. Often going away from food calms anxiety. People are depressed can go either way. So what people often are doing is they already have the underlying emotional dynamic going on, and the food becomes a symptom to manage it. Eating disorders themselves have the highest mortality rate of all mental illnesses, and so it's really a critical issue. And if people are struggling and people try to say, well, just stop eating or just eat, that's not enough. You know, I statements, I'm feeling upset when I notice that you're doing X, Y, and Z. That helps an individual start, you know, seeing that maybe I do need some support and some help.
That was Dr. Patricia Pitts of the Bella Vita Counseling Center.